Katot is a desert village between the town of Irasoghi, Senegal, and the border of Mauritania. The only way to reach it is a sharp left turn from the main paved road onto sand sparsely dotted for kilometers with cactus plants, faint tire tracks, and the occasional schoolchild hiking to a classroom in a different village. This is where the almost 40-year-old Assate Njai Camara lives. It is here that her parents introduced her to the man they said was her husband when she was 8 years old. Speaking in her native language of Fulani, Camara says she had no idea she was being married to her older cousin. She says she was scared and hid from him for days by sleeping out in the livestock shed with the animals. Her parents threatened bad spirits would find her if she did not return to speak with her new husband. In the mostly Poulad community of northeast Senegal, the tradition is for the child bride to live with her husband's mother so she can learn how to become a proper wife. During this time, the new groom travels, coming back only when his bride is ready to have children. For Camara, her husband came back 12 years later when she was almost 20. They now have 7 children. Even though she says she loves her husband and long ago stopped being afraid of him, she does not want other girls to go through the fear, shock, and discomfort she says she felt for years. Camara works with the human rights organization Tostan to educate families about the dangers of forcing children, and especially girls, to marry young. Its director in the area of Katot is Abu Amel Camara. Abu Camara says families do not know they can risk their daughter's life by forcing them to marry. He says the young brides often have problems and even die in childbirth. He says some become pregnant as soon as they reach puberty. Tostan's regional director says village leaders have helped change attitudes about a practice few really questioned until recent years. 10 kilometers from Katot is Samba Demba Sal, the village chief of Sedo Abbas. He says when women started speaking to him about the trauma they felt when married young, he felt a responsibility as guardian of his village. The village chief led a public ceremony in his village 4 years ago, officially denouncing child marriage. If he hears about a family who is about to marry their child, he meets with them, bringing along a woman who was forced to marry young to talk to the family. The legal marriage age in Senegal is 18. Many, however, routinely marry younger in this primarily Muslim country, where 16 is an accepted age of womanhood. Phung Tran for VOA News, Katot, Senegal.